There you go. It's 8:37. Okay, Kat, we have listeners who are there to help whenever possible.
Oh, good.
The Southwest Parkway McDonald's supposedly has a sign up that says McRib is back. Knowing you, you'd probably want one at 9:05.
Because
you've been up a while.
Well, it's possible. Okay. I don't know. I'm not sure about testing something new on my belly at that time of day.
I see. Okay, well, just letting you know that apparently they are there, so if you want to, you know, run on by and get one of those sometime in the next few days.
Probably just for the cultural experience.
Yeah, yeah. Well, cultural experience is just going to a McDonald's can be fun. So good luck to you on that. And let us know how that works out for you.
Okay.
And the other thing is, if you like it, maybe we can entice Kevin into trying his first one.
What if I cut it
in
half and bring half for Kevin and I'll eat
the
other
half? That. You could certainly do that if you wanted to. Y'all can make the deal.
We could clink McRibs.
Them too. Even though there's no bones in there. And don't forget, while you're doing that, you will be enjoying, restructured meat technology at its best.
I mean, why not? It's basically the protein equivalent of a Twinkie, right?
Yeah, well, I guess. And it's probably gluten-free. I don't know if it is.
I'm sure there's several jokes made about it.
Probably. The Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show
Was an awkward segue.
Yeah, thank you. Is expanding its venue and adding two new breeds. The Treeing Walker Coonhound. Yeah. And here's what, the Russell Terrier.
Is that different from a
Jack Russell? I don't know. I guess it must be. For the first time and that'll bring us to a total of 187 that will vie for best in show. For the first time in its 137-year history, the two-day show, which is Feb 11 to 12, will be held at two venues. In addition to Madison Square Garden, it will extend to Piers 9294 on the Hudson River so dog lovers can get close and meet their favorite breeds. About 32,000 dogs will be featured in the show. That's the most ever. Wow. Okay.
32,000 dogs.
32,000 puppies will be there. Yep. They really, really will.
Quite a cacophony.
Yes, that would be. Yeah, I could see that could get to be, like, noisy. All right, let me see our list of dumb criminals from 2012. Police say a man in Kima was riding his unicycle nude. That distracted drivers and created a hazard.
I can see where that would happen that way.
Could happen. Authorities say a 35-year-old man from New York tried to swallow several counterfeit $50 bills after he was caught trying to use them. Why? I mean, use them, I guess. Eat them, why? A Massachusetts man pled not guilty to attacking a bicyclist with sausage links and a wrench. I guess he just grabbed what was nearby.
Oh, my goodness.
The Los Angeles District Attorney's Office said a sheriff's deputy pled no contest to charges that he smuggled drugs into the courthouse jail by concealing them in a burrito. Police say a man...
Was it airdropped in?
That's exactly
not
what
sure,
I was
yeah,
thinking.
From yesterday, yeah. Jacksonville police say a man took a cab to rob a bank to pay a $400 debt that he owed another man. After the robbery, officers traced the cab to an apartment where the suspect had changed into women's clothing. Just saying. Wisconsin, a man claimed to be the new manager at a Denny's restaurant, promptly went back into the kitchen, cooked himself a cheeseburger and fries.
No, I got it. I'll do it myself.
Hey, if you act like you know what you're doing, right?
I've used that trick a couple times.
Give it
I mean, not going
at
to
a kitchen?
Denny's. No, that specific.
Act
trick.
Like you know what you're doing. I got you. A man charged with selling drugs allegedly showed up in the South Florida courtroom wearing a jacket with a cartoon recipe of how to cook crack cocaine. That probably wasn't a good idea.
A cartoon recipe?
Yeah, I don't know. Prosecutors accused a California woman of faking an ankle injury to collect workers' compensation payments after she'd been running in high heels. And an Idaho man, apparently trying to get the most bang for his drug purchasing buck, accidentally texted a narc agent who was searching, in fact, for people to buy and sell drugs with, and he made the amphetamine buy from the police detective. I guess he looked like a guy who had money. 19-year-old Idaho man with his last name tattooed on his forearm apparently tried to give police a fake name when they asked him. It's on his arm! He thought they wouldn't look. You never know.
This is my friend Bob.
Yeah, Bob. Bob's not here. Yeah. Once again, the media doing a wonderful job. There are so many mozons in this business. It's just frightening. It's to the point now that the people who live in Connecticut are asking the media to just leave them alone. They are pleading with the media to please leave town. They show up at the funeral homes. They show up at the schools. They've gotten to the point where they're posting no media signs around the town.
Good for them.
I agree completely. I mean, for instance, here's a small sample of what these people have told us. One woman claims that a person from CBS News lied to me and said she was a friend of one of the grieving mothers. She came with a plant, so we let her on the property, only to find out that she was just a news person. Another one said, we received a call from the Washington Post and a New York TV station, and we're not involved at all. What's interesting is the hometown newspaper, okay, the Newton Bee, a member of the media, posted a Facebook message on Monday. On behalf of the entire staff of the Bee, we are imploring all our colleagues and journalists to please stay away from the victims. We acknowledge it is your right to try and make contact. We beg you to do it in the right way and let them grieve and ready their funeral plans in peace. The post generated an outpouring of stories from residents who claimed they'd been harassed and lied to by members of the national media. Amazing to me that the hometown paper with limited resources can get the story right, and there are still people who are not telling the story accurately on the national news. It's just, it's really, really sad.
It's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. Sorry to hear that that's going on. Steven Spielberg showed his movie Lincoln from members of the U.S. Senate last night. So there you go. Think they made popcorn? You think they shared? Do you think they shared the popcorn? I mean, really. As for his part, Senator Harry Reid said, quote, I hope everybody who shared this anti-political mood will go out there and see Lincoln. The movie portrays the nobility of politics in exactly the right way. Hey, Harry, you listening to your words? Huh? Are you?
Yeah, he's the leader of the
amazing
dork face contingent.
The Library of Congress has added 25 more films to its National Film Registry. Did that yesterday. The movies are selected for their important cultural, artistic, and historic achievements in filmmaking and included the 1914 version of Uncle Tom's Cabin. Several other groundbreaking films that included Breakfast with Tiffany's, Dirty Harry.
Hey,
yeah.
There you go.
In all the excitement, I lost count.
Go ahead.
Hey, A Christmas Story. Yes! That is awesome.
Yeah, it is.
You're
yeah.
such boys.
Oh, man, it's so great. A League of Their Own. Really?
Also a good movie.
I like that movie.
And The Matrix.
There's no crying in baseball.
That's right.
That's a good movie.
And The Matrix.
Is that like one of the only ones you walked out of?
Yeah, well, yeah, I do. I generally try to stay at movies, but that one I did. One movie that won't make it, Anchorman 2. That'll be out next year. I'm saying that I haven't even seen Anchorman 2 because it's not out yet, but if it's anything like Anchorman 1.
They haven't even written the script, and they've cut some of the trailers for it.
Really?
No,
yeah.
It's all completely speculative right now.
That's pretty sad. Man in Queensland, Australia has pled guilty to being a public nuisance after turning his hose on a choir singing at a church next door.
That is by definition curmudgeonly.
Yeah, well, but I mean, and I'm not going to side with him, but they bring up an interesting point. The group's weekly evening practices finally proved to be too much for Rodney Allen Hyde. And who knows how long it went on and how loud they were. And maybe he couldn't close his windows, but yeah. So he soaked them with a hose.
I think most people in developed countries can close their windows.
Yeah,
I'm just
going to
point
so.
That out.
And he soaked them, and they didn't quit singing, so he soaked them again. That's when police arrived, and that's when Rodney told him that he was annoyed at the singing, and the group wasn't responding to his demands to stop singing. He's fined $120, and the choir said they'll now practice in a nearby community hall.
Oh, I'd practice right out front of his house.
I was going to say, so he could get exactly what,
yeah.
what he's looking for. Let's do what we can to make him angry.
Do the whole Peanuts. Lululululul.
Oh, very nice.
What was that?
That's the part where Snoopy sings in the Peanuts Christmas.
I don't even remember that.
Now, let me tell you.
Does he kind of go like, like
well,
that.
Well, that's kind of what he was doing, yeah. I mean, it was his version of it. But that does remind me, and if you have an opportunity, and if you're from Old Bryan, you know this, because I used to live in the neighborhood, but I was driving through a neighborhood where I used to live nearby, and it's on Brookside in Bryan.
Okay.
And that's a pretty much established neighborhood. And years and years ago, they decided that they would put Walt Disney or Charlie Brown characters, cutouts. We're talking plywood painted with white lights shining on them.
Oh, cool.
In all the yards in the neighborhood. Well, of course, there's some folks who've lived there for a long time, and they're not necessarily physically able to do that now. So the younger members of the neighborhood will erect their signs. And as I was driving through yesterday, during the day, I noticed that they're up again this year. It's the Disney characters, and then there's some Charlie Brown. So just for something different in a community effort that they've done in that part of Bryan, and it's right near the Bryan College Station line. And if you know where that is, it's Cavett, Brookside, that area right there. It's kind of a neat deal. You can kind of drive through, and I think they have a parade on the 4th of July, and they do different things within that little enclave within down in Bryan. So it's kind of up in Bryan. It's kind of a neat deal. If you have a chance to go through there and see it in the next few days, do so.
Merry Christmas, Brazos Valley. Mike Vivaldi here with Team of Navasota. People are always asking me when is the best time of the year to buy a new vehicle. Well, the time is now. 2012s, they got to go. We have 0% available, huge rebates, and we have over 500 vehicles on the lot. Whether you're in the market for a new Ford, a Chevrolet, or a Dodge, Team of Navasota has your vehicle. Thank you for making us one of the fastest growing dealerships in Texas. Check out our giant inventory at teamofnavasota.com. And to you and your family, hope you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
No matter what the temperature is outside, Batteries Plus is offering one of our hottest deals inside. Save $10 on a new car or truck battery today. Batteries Plus. Find the battery you need to replace at the Replace It Place. Savings after mail-in rebate. Other exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas Avenue and Holloman, now through January 31st, where you'll receive $10 off Rayovac Maximum car truck batteries after rebate.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's about 10 minutes till. All right, so residents in a neighborhood in London couldn't figure out where their keys were vanishing to. And New York Post says that somebody finally figured out that a local cat named Milo had been sneaking into apartments when residents were out. And it turns out that Milo, good old Milo, was wearing a magnetic collar. So the cat burglar who owns a dog apparently had collected about 20 sets of keys by the time the mystery was solved.
That's brilliant.
It really is. I mean, here, Milo, wander around the apartment some. Dogs may be smarter than we think. New York Post reports a husky was trapped in a truck in London, Ontario, Canada, with two other dogs and two cats for at least a week. But the pooch saved all their lives by honking the horn to get attentions of passersby. Dog reportedly honked and honked until somebody finally responded. Police say the animals were left in the vehicle without food or water by the owners. The owners were later arrested. So that's kind of cool.
That is cool.
Able to save his brethren. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been named Time Magazine's Man of the Year. At least that's what the North Korean state media is reporting. You love this.
A repercussion of the Onion's article?
Hey, they just, I guess they do what they want to do. The Korea North Central News Agency says Kim was selected by politicians, business owners, artists, athletes, and broadcasters as Time's Man of the Year. And the truth is, the Supreme Leader actually did come out on top of the Time Readers poll, but his landslide victory reported all thanks to the hackers from a website, 4chan. Reports that 4chan members manipulated the top 14 places in the poll, giving Kim 5.6 million votes and landing him ahead of Jon Stewart by over 3 million votes. Don't worry, the Reader's poll doesn't carry much weight, but there you go. Yeah, they were able to actually get in there and change it to make it the way that they wanted. Authorities are on the lookout for a suspect with an unusual face. Did we do this yesterday? The guy who had the duck face on? Yeah, I think
yeah.
We did that. Gerard Depardieu, do you know him, the French actor?
Yes.
Gerard Depardieu, kind of an ugly guy. It's amazing he was an actor. Says he's fed up with taxes in France and the government and he is giving up his French citizenship and moving to Belgium, wrote a testy open letter. Now, look, we grouse about taxes here, okay? We grouse about how high our taxes are. Listen to these numbers and tell me if Mr. Depardieu is not right. In his open letter to a French newspaper, he claimed that he was leaving because the French government believes that success, creation, talent, and difference, in fact, must be punished. It might also do to for you to know that the French have a 75% tax rate for people who make over $1.3 million a year.
Yikes.
In Gerard's case, Depardieu's case, rather, he paid 85% of his 2012 income, and he said during his lifetime he has paid $190 million in taxes. I mean, 75% for anybody making over 1.3, and he paid 85% this year. So I understand that we don't like this, you know, maybe creeping 4 or 5 points up, but there are parts of the world where they are paying a whole bunch of money in taxes. Of course, they get a lot more than we do, but again, you want that? I mean, is that attractive to you to get the government to give you everything if it's being paid for? But again, maybe there's some poor French souls who like that because they're Gerard Depardieu, who's got plenty of money, yeah, he can pay his, what do they call it, fair share, is that right?
Yes, yeah, I believe that's
yeah,
exactly
85%, that's fair, yeah.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you, whether it's for you individually or for your business. Let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net. or call us at 979-694-6900.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38-horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security networking and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data. All from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
All right, got tacky Christmas gifts. We'll probably save them until tomorrow because, I mean, you'll get to the point where you'll buy almost anything by tomorrow, right? Oh, my God, over the weekend. Oh, I got to buy something. Okay, well, we'll find something for you.
I resemble that remark.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
The truth. Tom Stuker, looking forward to scaling back his flying a bit in 2013 and getting back to his normal routine of 500,000 miles. That sounds about right to him. He is one of the world's most frequent flyers. Tom will receive an annual mileage statement that many travelers won't see after a lifetime of globetrotting. This guy is the first passenger to fly 1,000,000 miles on United Airlines in a calendar year.
Holy mackerel.
Yep, reached that milestone earlier this month. The feat comes about a year and a half after the carrier threw him a party for earning 10 million miles in flight, a celebration that included naming a 747 in his honor. He lives in New Jersey, travels extensively as an automotive sales consultant. He'll get a peek inside. You'll get a peek inside his hectic lifestyle on a reality show called Car Lot Rescue. Begins airing on Spike TV in February. I guess that's like the guy who comes in and saves the hotels, right? Whatever that thing's called. And so he goes in and saves car dealers. So million miles in a year. Too much
That's
fun.
That's crazy.
Here we go. It's the most germ-ridden hotspots. Kimberly-Clark, the company that makes Kleenex and baby wipes and disposable diapers and Depends and all that kind of stuff, hired the folks at the University of Arizona to check for the most germ-ridden spots around the country. They went to six major U.S. cities. That'd be Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas, Los Angeles, Miami, and Philadelphia, and came up with the following list of places that had germs that are usually associated with high risks of illness. So here are the things you shouldn't touch. Vending machine buttons, crosswalk buttons, parking meters and kiosks, ATM buttons. What do you use, your elbow? Escalator rails, mailbox handles, and number one would be gas pump handles. The study recommends you wash your hands after touching any of these surfaces, or at the very least, use some hand sanitizer. I guess this is where they announce they'll be rolling out a line of hand sanitizers, right? Kimberly-Clark hand sanitizers.
Sure.
You'll trust us forever. I guess you heard this news. The Nielsen Company, which has done TV ratings for years with their set top boxes, now is buying Arbitron. That's the radio station managing.
Really?
Yeah, that measures the radio listeners. $1.26 billion. So we'll see. U.S. consumers spend almost 2 hours a day with radio. It is and will continue to be a vibrant and important advertising medium. So I guess they'll put it all together and hope that all the media outlets will spend money with them.
TV's a fad.
Yeah, never catch on.
So, it is. We've been around longer.
You know, tomorrow's the end of the world, right?
Yes.
One of the group that's really not worried about it? The Mayans. They're all pretty chilled out. Living life in Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, planting corn, harvesting oranges, raising pigs. Lots of people are reading things and getting scared about the world ending, said one Mayan priest. But that's not going to happen. And another recalled all the people who panicked June the 6th of 2006 because it was the 666 thing. Nothing happened. Why get panicky, said another resident. If something's going to happen, it's going to happen. Well, I like that. And again, that's the Mayans telling us how to behave. Howsomever, in China, apparently people are just, there's some people who are just apoplectic over this. Authorities say they've now arrested more than 500 members of the banned Christian God Almighty cult for allegedly spreading doomsday prophecies. So there you are. They said that tomorrow the sun will not shine and electricity will not work for 3 days beginning on December the 21st.
Want to bet?
Yeah, really. And it's ironic because this is the anniversary in which Thomas Edison privately demonstrated his incandescent light.